can imagine that when the Gedolim sit down after Pesach and start getting ready for Shavuos, they have a whole Avodah, step by step, each one of the days of Sphira, counting the days and rising up level after level after level until they reach Mount Torah. We're not on that Madrega, and we're not really sure what to do from one day to the next and how to prepare for Mount Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his tremendous chesed, set up the Jewish calendar in such a way that the calendar kind of prepares us for the Yom Tovim. That if we're sensitive to what's going on in the calendar, the different things that are happening, the calendar itself prepares us for the Yontif that's coming. Whether it's through the Yom Tovim, in other words, that each Yontif is a preparation for the Yontif that's after it, or through the Parshiyos that we read, the calendar is incredible in its accuracy, that each parsha that a person reads is a proper hachana for the time of year that he's in. So now we're heading towards Shavuos. Shavuos is already a few short weeks away, the unbelievable day of Shavuos, days of Shavuos. So we're going to look in the parsha to try to see what we can take with us as we prepare ourselves for receiving the Torah. We have in Parshas Bechukosei, we have a tremendous bracha, the tremendous blessing that Hashem promises in the beginning. And then afterwards is the teichacha, is the punishment that comes for those who don't live up to the standards that Hashem has set for us. And if we read the brachas, it whets our appetite. They're gishmaka brachas. Rain will come in its proper time. There'll be parnasa. V'yachaltem lachmechem l'soiva, a person will eat and be satisfied, a person will have what to eat and will be satisfied. V'yishavtem l'vetach ba'artzachem, will live with security in our land. How long has it been since Yidden have been able to live in security? Shchavtem ve'ein macharid, you can go to sleep without being worried. Cherev le'savar ba'artzachem, a sword, weapons won't pass through your land. Unbelievable brachas. And finally, the final bracha, which deep down all of us craves more than anything else, is v'hishalachti b'seichachem. Hashem says, I will walk amongst you. V'hayisi lachem le'elokim, I will be your God. V'atem tiuli la'am, and you will be for me, you will be my nation. The other side of the coin, tzad hasheni, the other side of the coin. We're not going to read through the whole teichacha now, but just to pick out a few things that it says that are frightening. The illnesses and diseases described in the beginning of the Teichacha. Behalo, shachefes, kadachas. Difficult, you look at the Rashi's, they're difficult situations. Uzratem lorik zarachem. Imagine a person, every investment he makes goes sour. Every place he puts his money, there's no return. Uzratem lorik zarachem. You plant for no purpose your seeds. Vitam lorik koichachem. And your strength will be finished, will be used up with no result, with nothing to show for it. Until as it goes further, it gets worse and worse and worse. I don't even want to say as the klalos get worse and worse. So it's an obvious thing, it's a no-brainer that when we learn Parshas Bechukosei, we very, very strongly want to know what it is that could prevent such terrible things from happening. And we want to know what to do that could release that kind of blessing and happiness and joy and serenity. So the Pesukim say what it is. Each section of the parasha starts with its heading. In b'chukaisai teilechu, if you'll go in my laws, if you'll follow my laws, v'yas mitzvaisai tishmayru, and you'll keep my mitzvahs, v'asisem oisem, and you'll do them, all the brachas. V'im b'chukaisai timasu, if you'll be revolted from my mitzvahs, v'imes mishpatai tig al nafshachem, if your nefesh will reject my laws, levilti asayis is kol mitzvah, say not to do all my mitzvahs, lahafrachem es barisi, to break my covenant, afani es azayis lachem, I'll do the same thing to you. So we have to figure out what this means. This is of vital importance to us. Our life depends on this. As the Pesukim say, our life depends on this understanding what this B'chukaisai teilecho v'es mitzvaisai tishmayru is. So Rashi says, in B'chukaisai teilecho, Zot Rashi, Yochel zekiyum ha-mitzvais, You might think this is referring to fulfilling the mitzvahs. It can't be. Kishuayim Rav Yes Mitzvahis Aitishmayru, when it says that you'll keep the mitzvahs, Harekiyam HaMitzvahs Omer, we already mentioned doing the mitzvahs. Homani Mekayim Mechugayis Aitelechu, so what do I fulfill by saying that you should go in my laws? What's that referring to? Doing the mitzvahs, that's going in Hashem's laws. So Dr. Rashi, the famous Rashi, Shatiyu Amelim BaTorah, that you should toil, that you should work hard learning Torah. The world has become so polarized that it almost seems odd to sit in a shir that was nisyase, that was established for people that are working, and to discuss learning. It's almost like a strange thing. It's not the place for it. But as we'll see as the shir goes on, it's a tremendous misconception in our society, and I hope at least in my own small way to do my shir in bridging together this misconception. So before we get into the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, this pshat in the pasuk. Rashi says, "B'shem the Torah eskayinim that b'chukayisai teilecha, you will go in my laws. You'll go. Teilecha is to walk. You'll walk in the path of my laws. Refers to working hard, learning Torah, spending time learning Torah. How do you see that in the words in b'chukayisai teilecha? Rashi proved it because it can't mean anything else. But how do you see in the words that it means learning Torah? So the Maral talks about this. And he doesn't bring this raya, but I think it's an interesting way to start. We recently read the Haggadah Shel Pesach, and it says in the Haggadah, it says that Hashem saw our hard work as amoleinu, our hard work. And the Baal Haggadah explains, es amoleinu, what does it mean when it refers to our hard work? Elu habanim, these are the sons. What does that mean? As the Pasuk says, that Paro made a decree that any son that's born should be thrown into the Nile. So why is that our hard work? So we see from here your sight of what the word amal means. The word amal means any work that I don't receive anything in return for. If somebody has a child and he tries to raise a child and put his efforts and his strength and his focus on raising the child and the child gets killed, that's amal. It's amaleinu elu habanim, that they would expend the effort, and it was an effort in that difficult, tortured society. It was an effort to have the presence of mind to focus on having children. And if the final result of that was that when the son will be found, he'll be killed, so then all my focus, all my effort, all my energy has gone to nothing. The child was killed. Es amoleinu elu habanim. A pasuk in Kehelas comes to mind. Ma yisrain la'adam, what does it help the person? Es kol amaloi, all the hard work, asher ya'amol tachas hashemesh. So the Kehelas, the Shlomo HaMelech, expresses this feeling that, what's the point of all the amal? So you see from there that concept again, that amal is when I work hard and I don't get anything in return. So what's the point of all that amal? My Yisrael la amal. Now obviously when a person works hard, he's amal batayra, ashrei misha amalei batayra, we can't say that he doesn't get anything in return. So why do we use this word amal in Torah? The reason is to show us how great Torah is. Torah is so deep, it's so spiritual, it's so high, that as hard as I work, and as much as I get, and believe me, you can get plenty, it doesn't begin to scratch the surface of what Torah really has to offer. That's why it's called amal. It's work, but it doesn't provide the fullness of what I'm trying to work on. It's so great, it's so complex, it's so challenging. We'll see a little bit more why as we go on, that as hard as I work at it, and as wonderful as the Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem, the work is the sweetest part of all, as wonderful as the job is, but the fullness of the benefit that I can get from it, I can't get in this world. Of course, in the next world, a person gets taught, the Chazal say that when a person works hard to understand something in this world, and he doesn't succeed in understanding it so well, when he goes up to the next world, Hashem teaches him the full depth of everything he tried to understand in this world. So that it will be there. But in this world, it's amo. In this world, I work and work and work and work and work, and maybe I understood it right. All right, the time will come. It will be poured onto me eventually. But right now it's amal. A chayk, as we know, what's the difference between a chayk and a mishpat? Chukim u'mishpatim. What's a chayk? So everybody knows, a chayk is a mitzvah that the reason was not revealed to us. And therefore it's something that people, it says that goyim make fun of, like shatnez, like paraduma. Paraduma is your classic chayk. Someone has touched a dead person, so he's impure. So you should burn a red cow and spray the ashes on him. It sounds ridiculous. It's a chayk. So the Maral says that when we learn Torah, it's like a chayk. We learn and learn and learn. And we understand and understand and understand. And after all is said and done, we still didn't understand anything. It's like still like a chayk. We still haven't begun to scratch the surface of the depth of understanding that exists in Torah. We still haven't understood anything. So in a certain sense, of course, it's not a chayk. There's plenty to understand. But in a certain sense, when you talk about chukim, you're talking about the aspect of Torah of, I got to work so hard, and I'm barely going to scratch the surface of understanding. That's why it's shetiyu amelim b'Torah. Because since I'm only going to barely scratch the surface, that's the word amal, that is, the rate of return is low in this world. And the word teilechu, the Maral says, is also that way. As we know, teilechu means to walk, to travel. And we know that traveling is something that wears a person down. Anybody who's traveled knows that there's nothing more tiring than traveling. Traveling wears a person down. It's a Rashi in Parashas Lech Lecha. It's matish koichei shel adam. It wipes the person out. So when you talk about that hard work of learning, it uses lashon imbuchu kaisai teilechu to work hard. That to travel through Torah. That's the Mishnah in Avos. Kachi darka shel Torah, the Mishnah says. This is the derech teilechu. This is the derech. This is the road of Torah. Torah is a road. It's a road that you have to travel. What's the road? And the Mishnah describes what the ultimate amelus b'Torah is. Pas b'melach teicha, l'mayim b'mesura tishta, not to eat and drink too much. Ba'aretz tisha, not to be too involved in luxuries. U'b'Torah ata amel, and you're working hard in Torah. And the Mishnah continues that if you work hard in Torah in that sense, v'imata oisekein, and if you do this, ashrecha v'toivlach, you're fortunate and it's good for you. And the Mishnah explains, ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, you're fortunate in this world. V'toivlach ba'olam haba, and it will be good for you in the next world. The Mefarshim asks, why does God say, and if you do this, that we're talking about if you do this. He says, this is what you should do. This and this and this and this. Then he could just say, and then, v'oz, and then, ashrecha v'toivlach. Why does it say, and if you do this, why does it have to say that? So they explain these words with a story. They say that there was once a citizen living in a country, and there was a revolt against the king. And the king had to run for his life. The king had to run for his life, and he's running, and he knocks on the door of this guy, and he says, I'm the king, and they're running after me, they want to kill me, could you please hide me? So this patriotic citizen takes the king and puts him deep under his bed. Sure enough, a few minutes later, there's a bang at the door, did you see the king? We want to kill him. Nope, I haven't seen him. We're going to search your house. And they start searching the house with their swords. And they come to his bed, and they swipe with the sword under his bed. And he's flattened up against the wall, and it comes like within centimeters of his nose, the sword, and it goes through, and it misses him. And they leave. Okay, you're right, he's not here. And the king's life was speared, literally by the skin of his teeth. Sure enough, the revolt is... squashed, destroyed, the people are thrown in prison, the king is restored to his malchus, and he decides it's time to repay the person who saved his life. So he calls the person in, and he says, you saved my life, I'm only able to rule in this kingdom now because of you. Anything you want, whatever you want, just make a request, it's yours. So the citizen was a philosophical person, and he said, all I want from you, your majesty, is for you to describe to me what it feels like to be that close to death. That's all I want. So the king says, that's what you want? I offer you anything you want in the whole kingdom. And that's what you want, a description of what it's like to be before death? kill him. And they take the guy and they bring him up to the gallows and they wrap the thing around his neck and they're about to, you know, they put him on a stool with the thing around his neck. They're about to knock the stool out and hang him. And he says, stop right there. That's what it felt like. The king said, I can't describe how it feels like. You have to be there. If you're not there, you're not going to know what it feels like. That's what the Mishnah is saying. We can talk from today till tomorrow, Ashrecha v'tayvach, that you're fortunate and it's good for you to be involved in learning. It's only imata oisakein. The only way that you're going to know what it feels like is if you do it. If you don't do it, we could describe it and write about it and make songs about it from today till tomorrow. It's only imata oisakein. If you do it, you'll know what it feels like. And if you don't do it, you'll never know what it feels like. Imata oisakein. Why does Torah need such hard work? Torah needs such hard work because it is the absolutely most ruchniistic thing that we endeavor that we can be involved in. It's the most spiritual thing that we're involved in. And since we're physical people in a physical world, we have to expend the most effort for the most spiritual. On the other hand, the skula of Torah, what Torah provides for us, is that it helps to remove us from being sunk in, from being stuck in the quicksand of a physical world. It gives us a perspective and a lifestyle and a identity that's not just about the material world. The words of the Chazon Ish. The Iker Sgulas HaTorah, the main Sgula, the treasure of Torah, Lahavias HaAdam L'Roimimus Ilod, brings a person to a high Roimimus, to a tremendous height. Ulahakir Chayvasei Ba'olamei gives him clarity about his role in the world. And all of that comes through working hard in Torah. Bo'al Yidei Amola Shel Torah comes through working hard in Torah. The Chol Sheha Adam Moisif Biyigiyasei, as much as a person increases his strenuous work in Torah, Minatek Bozechevle Hayetzer, he cuts off the ropes of the Yetzirah that bind him. Snips the ropes through working hard in Torah, and he begins to reject the silly, empty pleasures of this world, and his nefesh starts to have a thirst and a desire for higher, more spiritual pleasures. So that being the case, and it being before Shavuos, I decided I wanted to look a little bit into so what is our chiyuv to learn Torah? What's our obligation in terms of learning Torah? There's a fascinating Gemara in Menachos. Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is talking about the Shulchan and the Beis HaMikdash. That we know, I think we talked about this. The Shulchan had on it 12 loaves of bread. And it says in the Pasuk that the 12 loaves of bread have to be Lefanai Tam, have to always be in front of Hashem. Meaning, the Shulchan can't be empty. Tamid, always, there has to be 12 breads on the Shulchan. So the Gemara brings this whole ceremony of how they would switch, because every week the breads were switched. It says two people would go in and wait inside. And two more people would come in with the new breads. And as they're putting the new breads in, the first two people that went before would pull out the old breads, so that every second there should be bread on the base, on the shulchan. Comes Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yossi, not necessary. Don't worry about it. You don't have to do it that way. As long as you fill in the shulchan that day, you're okay. Why? So Rashi explains, because when it says tamid, you have to do something always, it doesn't mean every single second, it means you can't go a day without it. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. So it says lefanai tamid, so make sure that when you go to sleep at night, there's bread back on the shulchan. So the Gemara says, from here we see an incredible thing. From here we see that even if a person only learns a little bit in the morning and a little bit in the evening, he's still Mekayim, he's still fulfilled, this that it says that you should never stop learning. The Pasuk says, La yomosh sefer atayra hazemi picha, that you should always learn, but if always could mean that I just do it with consistency, which is what Rabbi Yossi says, as long as the day doesn't pass without the lechem on the shulchan, it's called always, so then even if I just learn in the morning and in the evening, it's considered that I'm learning always. That's what you see from Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara continues that Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rav Shimon ben Yochai that if a person just says Kriya Shema, which is Psukim from the Torah, in the morning and in the evening, he was Mekayim V'Yigisim B'Yayim Avalayla, because he learned Torah in the morning and in the evening. Then the Gemara brings what seems to be a different Shita. The Gemara says that somebody asked Rabbi Shmuel, he says to Rabbi Shmuel, it's hard to imagine exactly what this means, but he says, I finished the Torah. I learned the whole Torah, whatever that means. I finished the whole Torah. So would it be okay if I would involve myself now in learning other Chachmas? I want to learn Chachmas Yivanis. I want to learn Greek philosophy or the Greek sciences. Would that be okay? Am I ready? Am I supposed to learn Torah? I did it. I'm done. Now can I get on to something else? So Rabbi Shmuel answered him. He said, listen, it says in the Pasuk that you should learn day and night. V'gisim v'yoyimam v'layla. You should learn day and night. So if you find a time that's not day or night, so then you could learn Chachmas Yivanis. But as long as it's either day or night, you have to learn Torah. That's what he said. So we see from this Gemara, there seems to be two things going on here. First of all, that even though the Tanakhama says that Tamid means always, every second, but Rabbi Yossi says that it doesn't mean always. So according to Rabbi Yossi, if a person learns in the morning and in the night, it's as if he learned always, number one. And number two, that there seems to be an argument here about what our obligation in learning is. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says that all you have to do is say one pasuk in the morning, you say Kriya Shema, you say one pasuk in the morning and one pasuk in the evening, you are mekayim the din of Talmud Torah. Rabbi Yishmael seems to hold that if it's the only time you part from Talmud Torah, if it's neither day nor night, which obviously doesn't exist, therefore, he seems told that there's a constant obligation to learn Torah every single second of every single day. That's what seems to be the two things, that the two concepts that come out of this Gemara. There's two massive problems with this. Problem number one is, so then it stands to reason, if you just follow the logic, that if you don't hold like Rabbi Yossi by the Shulchan, if you hold that the bread has to always be by the Shulchan, then you also hold that you always have to learn Torah. Right? Because the Gemara makes that parallel. It seems to follow. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. You always need bread on the Shulchan. So then we would expect him to say that you always need to learn. That's what we would expect him to say. So let's see what he says. The Rambam says as follows. Perek Aleph and Hilchas Talmud Torah, Halacha Ches. Kol Ish Yisrael Chayav B'Talmud Torah. Every Jewish man is chayav to learn Torah. Bein Oni, Bein Osher, whether he's poor or rich. Bein Sholem Begufay, Bein Bal Yisurim, whether he's healthy or he's afflicted with Yisurim, he's sick. Bein Bacher, whether he's young. Bein Shehaya Zaken Gadol Shetosh Ashkeichei, or even if he's extremely old. Afilu Haya Oni HaMesparnes Min Atzdako Machzer Al Apsachim, even if he's a poor person who needs tzedakah. Ba'afilu, it's an amazing thing. What's the last one? All the afilus, afilu, afilu. Ba'afilu bal isha ubanim. Even if he has a wife and kids, that is the most difficult time to learn. Ba'afilu bal isha ubanim. Chayiv l'kvaya lo zman l'talmud Torah. He has to set a time to learn by yoyim u'balayla, by day and by night. Does that sound like you have to learn all the time? Or it sounds like I have to set a time by day and by night? It sounds like he's going like Rabbi Yossi. That you just have to learn in the morning and at night. I don't have to learn all day. So how come by the Shulchan he says the bread has to be on the Shulchan 24 hours a day? And the Gemara connects that to learning. But by learning, he says, you only have to learn, you have to set a time in the morning and set a time at night. That's question number one. And question number two is another very, very famous Gemara. There's a famous Gemara in Brachas, on the Flamed Hayam at Beis. The Gemara says like this. It says in the pasuk, Rabbi Shmuel says, it says in the pasuk that you should learn always, la yomer sefer atayra zemi picha, you should always learn. So you might think that means literally, you should always learn. It says it can't be, because it also says, v'yosafta v'ganech, it also says you should make a living. You can't learn and make a living at the same time. So it must mean you should learn, doesn't mean you should learn 24 hours a day, because you also have to make a living. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, you're going to be busy making a living. How are you going to ever learn anything? It's impossible, he says. You're going to plow and plant and cut. And he says, well, when are you going to learn? You're going to be so busy making a living. When are you going to learn? So he says, this pasuk that talks about V'yasafta Digonecha, that's only when Klal Yisrael is not on the highest level. But on the highest level, it's 24-hour Torah study. That's what it says. And if you think about it, this is an incredible thing. We have Rabbi Shmuel and Shema Yechayim Menachas, and Rabbi Shmuel and Shema Yechayim Brachas, and they're exact opposites of each other. Rabbi Shmuel in Brachas says, you have to make a living, what could you do? He's the one that told this guy that the only time you could do other things if it's not day or not night. One second, you're the one who says that you don't have to learn day and night. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who says, well, if you're going to do other things, what's going to be? He's the one who says, if you just say Krishna in the morning and night, you're okay. It's impossible. It's amazing. The Achrayim asks this kasha. It's an amazing kasha. So I think the answer is like this. It's pretty tricky, the pasuk. It's a tricky pasuk, if you think about it. According to the Man D'Omer, and the Rambam Paskins this way, that you don't have to learn all day and all night. You just have to learn a little bit by day and a little bit by night. The pasuk is a little misleading. You think about it. It says, "La'yamush sefer ha'tayra mipicha." The Torah should not be removed from your heart. "V'higisa b'yayman v'layla." You should work on it by day and by night. Does that sound like a little in the morning and a little at night? It doesn't sound that way. The Tanoim understand that it means you could just do it in the morning and at night. But the pasuk doesn't sound that way. How do we resolve that? The answer is, I think it's a big lesson, this answer. The answer is that the Torah is telling you that the way that Torah is, it's something that in a perfect world should be learned day and night. Torah is the type of study that should be learned day and night. Now, it's not practically possible to learn Torah day and night for most people, so we could also understand that day and night doesn't mean always, it means a little by day and a little by night. But the message that the pasuk is giving us is, even if I only get to learn a little bit, but my attitude towards learning has to be that this is something that should fill my whole life. That's what Torah is. Torah is something that should fill my entire life. What do I have to make a living? What am I supposed to do? Yosaf v'digonech, I have to make a living. All right, so I'm going to take time out for learning, even if it's a lot of time out. But my attitude is I'm taking time out of learning in order to do other things. But really, Torah is something that should envelop the life of a yid. That's why, even if you say that if I just say Krishna in the morning and the night, I'm okay, that's, in other words, really I should be learning day and night. I can't. So, also we can understand in the pasuk that if I learn a little bit in the morning and a little bit at night, I'm also mekayim that inyan. If we take that shot in the pasuk, so then our difficulties are resolved unbelievably. Rabbi Shmuel says like this, you might think you have to learn all the time. It says you have to make a living. It says in the pasuk you have to make a living. So you have to make a living. That doesn't mean that you should go off and start learning Greek philosophy. It doesn't mean that we should spend a lot of leisure time doing other things at the expense of our Torah learning. That's not what it means. It means you have to make a living. Yosaf t'digonecha. So the same Rabbi Shmuel who says you can't learn 24 hours a day, you have to do something, he's the same one who says you learned the whole Torah, now you want to do other things? Find a day that's not day and not night. Because both are true in the pasuk. It's true that the message is to learn a day and night, and it's also true that someone who by necessity can't learn day and night could also learn a little bit in the morning and a little bit at night. So Rabbi Shmuel says both things. It depends what are you doing when you're not learning. In Brachas, he's going out to make a living. Rabbi Shmuel gives all his blessing to that. In Menachas, he's going to take voluntary courses in Greek philosophy. Rabbi Shmuel is not too excited about that. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, first of all, I have to tell you that there are those who say that it's not Rav Shimon ben Yochai in Menachos. The Rav Kiva Eger brings a shach, it says it's not Rav Shimon ben Yochai, so that would resolve that problem. But even if it is Rav Shimon ben Yochai, it's the same idea. Rav Shimon ben Yochai understands, and the Mefarshim say this, that there are people that can't learn Bayayim u'Balayla. It says in the Pasuk, Yosaf t'digonecha. Rav Shimon ben Yochai is saying that that's not a perfect world. In a perfect world, where Jews are the way they're supposed to be, everyone is learning all the time, and other people are sending us the checks. Malach donasis al yedei acherim. That's in a perfect world. That's the way Adam Arishan was before the Chait, that his food just grew on the trees, he didn't have to do anything. That's what it should be in the perfect world. But Rav Shimon Yochai knows that we don't live in a perfect world. So for those of us who don't live in a perfect world, he comes in Menachos and he says that if you're really backed against the wall, even if it's just Kriyas Shema Shachar Arvis, you're also Mekayim. That's the... And the same thing is true with our problem, our Sira in the Rambam. It's also the same thing. It says Tamid, it says always. The way I'm explaining now, there's two ways to explain always. Always means 24 hours a day, that's always. And always means by morning and by night, with consistency. That's also always. And by the Shulchan, I can do it this way, or I can do it that way. By the Shulchan, there's two ways I can do it. I can do this whole ceremony and have it always, mamish, or I can not do the ceremony. So there's an argument between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanu. What should you do? Because you have two choices. But by Torah learning, you don't have two choices. You have to work. It's impossible to learn 24 hours a day. So over there, everyone agrees that the translation of Talmud is like Rabbi Yossi. So the Rambam Paschas is like the Rabbanu, and the Rabbanu themselves, the Chamishna says this, the Rabbanu themselves are Maida, that by Torah learning, you can't translate Talmud as 24 hours a day. It doesn't work. There's a tremendous, I think it's mamash a disease, been bothering me for years and years, that exists in our, in the frum yeshivish society that developed over the years, and it came out of a good thing, but it caused something that's very, very negative. And that is that all of us are raised to become Rosh Yeshiva. That's what we're raised to become. And we're all taught that Torah learning is only 24 hours a day. That's what we're taught. So what happened was, over time, the people who by necessity, says V'yosafta D'ganecha, the people that by necessity, which is the extreme majority of people, they have to go out and earn a living, they never were educated what their obligation in Torah learning is. Because the yeshiva system, again, maybe it comes from a good thing, and I'm not trying to criticize Chas V'Shalom G'daylam, Chas V'Shalom, but just it's like a bad side effect that came from such a high level chinuch system, that we don't have a chinuch for most from people need. Most from people need a chinuch in V'yosafta D'ganecha, in how to balance my obligation of learning and my obligation of parnasa. And therefore this way of talking developed over the years that we say, it boggles my mind. We say about someone, yeah, he learns for 2 years and then he left learning. You learned for 2 years? Your person has to learn his whole life. You left learning? You don't leave learning. They should say, for 2 years he was able to live like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and then he had to live like Rabbi Shmuel. But there's no such a thing, as we see, V'gisa b'yayim v'layla. Kol ish Yisrael chayi b'talmud Torah. Everybody has to learn. And everybody has what to gain, has treasure houses of goodness to gain from learning. We're a learning nation. This differentiation that came into our society, that there's the learning people and the not learning people, I feel, Baruch Hashem, I've been in Beis Medrash the last few years, but I feel like if I would go out to work, I wouldn't feel so welcome in a Beis Medrash Dafka. I wouldn't feel so comfortable opening a Gemara. Because this is like I'm like kind of piggybacking on what the learning people do. That's kind of the way the system is set up to a certain extent. But if you see that we just went through the sugya, pretty intense going through the sugya, it's not that way. It's not that way. The Torah was given to all Yidden. Zaysa Torah asher sam Moshe lefnei b'nei Yisrael. The Torah was given to all Jews. And everybody, the smart people, the not such smart people, the busy people, the not such busy people, everybody has what to gain from being amal b'Torah, from working hard in Torah. We have to stop this way of talking. We have to, I don't know what we could do, but we at least for ourselves, we have to stop this way of talking. I'm not in learning. How could someone take those words out of his mouth? Of course I'm in learning. If I could be a dentist, if somebody asks him what he does, he should say, I'm learning. Oh, you want to know how I make money? Oh, from 9 to 5, I do dentistry. But it's still a yama shatari azemi picha higisa vayama valayla. We're all learning people. Well, Rabbi Kaufman, when he started the yeshiva and there were some people working, some people learning, he said a number of times, and I appreciate it more now, he said, we're all Jungalite. We're all Jungalite. There's no such a thing as the Jungalite and not Jungalite, but well, I'm sure remembers. We're all Jungalite. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. He's coming straight off the halacha. We're all Jungalite. The greatest, greatest, greatest people of the previous generations were Balabatim. Chafetz Chaim had a grocery store. He managed to fit in writing the Mishnah Berurah while he was running a grocery store. The Alter von Kelm, one of the greatest Bali Musa that ever lived, was a bookbinder on the top of his yeshiva. He was a Rosh Yeshiva. That was what he did when he wasn't working. But he was, of course, he made his Torah. He probably learned a lot more than he worked. But the point is, he made a Parnassah. He went to the attic of his Beis Medrash, And he used to bind books. He was a bookbinder. That's what he did. Most people don't know that. He was a bookbinder. Imagine what our community would look like if we would have, if we would have really, really, really absorbed the attitude as we're heading towards Shavuos, that the Torah is for everybody. Torah is for everybody. It's equal rights Torah. It's for everybody. Zayis haTorah shesamay shelufnei bnei Yisrael. Everybody could steig in learning. I'm trying to bring out a certain sensitive point. I'm going to just say it out, as, even if that's insensitive. But I feel like when people are have a profession in learning, so then they learn not just to be mekayim the mitzvah of learning, but they also learn to know. Because they have to know. They have to learn mesechtas and know things. But when people are working, so then they come just to be mekayim the mitzvah of learning. Like they put in their learning time. And sometimes they don't have the concept, well, you think you can't know? Our greatest Talmid Chachamim in our history were people who worked during the day and came to learn at night. The greatest Talmid Chachamim. People who are not spending all day learning are still, Moshe Rabbeinu is still handing them the Torah. Mesechta after Mesechta, Chumash after Chumash, Shulchan Aruch after Shulchan Aruch. The Torah is theirs. It's theirs for the taking. Just as much. We said there's two ways to explain Talmud. It's very, very nice for someone who's able to learn all the time. That's not the majority. And we see from the Gemara and from the Rambam and from Shulchan Aruch, that's not the way the Torah was set up. That's not the way the Halacha is. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing for someone who can have the treasure of learning. It says in the Gemara over here, Rashi brings that people should appreciate that even if you could be Mekayim learning by just saying a pasuk, look at the people who learn all day. You know, they could have got off easy. They could have just said one pasuk, but they're learning all day. Rashi brings that type of appreciation of a Talmud Chacham. That's gevaldig. But Zayis HaTorah Shesam Aisha Lufnei Bnei Yisrael, the Torah belongs to all of us. And we have chiyuvim in Torah. We have obligations to learn Torah. I'm just picturing myself, fantasizing about a community where everyone has a yad in Torah. Everyone knows a mesechta. Everyone talks in learning. To everyone it's a priority. His Torah learning is a priority. It's just an unbelievable thing. Imagine how much yashrus there would be, how much joy there would be, how much shalom bayis there would be, how much love and friendship there would be in a community. Baruch Hashem, we have all of those things, but how much we could bring it to a higher and higher level. If we would be able to be a community of Shatiyu Ameilim Batayra, irrelevant of what people do during the day, it's an irrelevant thing. We see from the Rambam that it's irrelevant. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch about learning, about someone who works learning. It's a good siman to read. I'll just read one or two lines from it. Siman Kuf Nun Hey in Aruch Chaim. It's not Hilchas Talmud Torah. After a person finishes davening, he should go to the Beis Medrash. He should set a time to learn. It's a machaber in Shulchan Aruch. It has to be that time is set. He should not be over on that time. Even if he thinks he can make a lot of money during that time, that is his time. Lo yavirenu. Mishneh Berurah brings a Yerushalmi that says that such a person is called a Baal Emunah. Because that person recognizes where the money comes from. It comes from Hashem. And the Gemara, he brings a Yerushalmi. It says, "My Anshei Amunah, what are people of Emunah? Kehadod ha'avu tzavchen lei b'paragamatia. There are people that were screaming, I want to buy something from you. Could you get out of the Beis Medrash already? I'm trying to close the deal over here and you're learning." And he says, I'm sorry, I'm not being mevatel my time. Whatever's supposed to come to me will come to me. Ein ani mevatel hashosh shekovati lelimud haTorah b'shvil harvachas mamon. I will not be mevatel the time that I set for learning in order to make money. Imroi sheyovei li revach. If I'm supposed to make money, yovei hu meyatzer mehakadosh baruch hu. Hashem has his ways. Hashem doesn't want me to be mevatel this day. And Hashem has his ways. Afla achash she'egmar kviyas limudi. The money could come after I finish learning also. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is an incredible, incredible halacha, a tremendous opportunity for someone to be a Baalei Emunah, to be a Baal Emunah. So This is the message of Imbuchukaisai Teilechu, and I'm saying it on Imbuchukaisai Teilechu because of this message. It's not just putting in my learning time. It's let's roll up our sleeves and learn. We're just as roy to learn Torah as anybody else. Let's learn a sugya. Let's finish a mesechta. Let's raise our hasagas of what we're able to do. We're not just putting in time to learning, time card in and out. This is ours. It's mine. We should pick up a Gemara when we come to learn and pick up more. We should say, this is mine. Now I have to conquer it, but it's mine. This is life. Kihem chayenu. This is our life, and it sends out channels of life to every single area of our life. I once heard a big Talmud Chacham screaming. He said, we can't spend so much time making a living that we don't spend any time living. Making a living is so that we could live. Life, that's Torah.